This show is sponsored by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
Are here with us, and you can join us on the phones or on Skype and talk about whatever happens to be on your mind. Of course, there's always stuff that we'll bring to the table to discuss with you here tonight. And apparently, Kentucky clerk of Rowan County, Kim Davis, has been ordered released from jail on Tuesday by the judge who locked her up for refusing to issue marriage licenses to gay couples. With you in the studio tonight, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
Grace in Kentucky is where the story's from, CBSNews.com. Hundreds of supporters saying Amazing Grace and God Bless America as her lawyer gathered, her lawyer spoke to the crowd and news outlets gathered outside. U.S. District Judge David Banning on Tuesday lifted the contempt order against Davis, saying he was satisfied that her deputies are fulfilling their obligation to grant licenses to same-sex couples in her absence. But he warned Davis not to interfere with them, saying, quote, if Defendant Davis should interfere in any way with their issuance, that will be considered a violation of this order, and appropriate sanctions will be considered. Davis's lawyer, Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel, a Christian law firm, refused to say whether Davis would obey that order. Quote, Kim Davis cannot and will not violate her conscience, Staver said outside the jail, adding that Davis will return to work this week. Davis immediately appeared to be crying and said little immediately following her release when she was asked by reporters, was it worth it? In response, she smiled and nodded. When asked how the last few days had been in jail, Davis responded, all has been well. At a rally shortly afterwards, Davis came out to
cheers. We have a great jail in our county.
And her arms were raised. Her husband, who was in blue dungarees and a straw hat, was beside her. The Rocky theme song, Eye of the Tiger, blared in the background. And GOP presidential candidate Mike Huckabee introduced her. In fact, I believe at one point he said that God had intervened in the situation.
No, that's nice. Huckabee knows. He's a preacher man.
Our toll-free number tonight, if you want to join us here, is 855-450-FREE. Your comments on the Kim Davis situation. It's a kind of a mixed circumstance. Like, there are different ways that you can approach this thing. And when Chris Cantwell was on Friday night, he kind of had an interesting perspective that I hadn't heard before. So this is the obvious perspective of, you know, there's the two obvious perspectives of, well, Kim says, you know, this is her religion and she should not have to violate her religion in order to, you know, work at this, this particular job, okay, which has rules that tell her to violate her religion. The other side of that is that, look, lady, this is your job. If you don't like the rules of the job, then maybe you shouldn't have taken that job. Maybe you should leave the job if you can't fulfill the duties that are required of you by that position. And initially, that was kind of where I was coming from.
Yeah, that's my position.
But Chris made an interesting observation, and that was that she did swear an oath to uphold the Constitution, and that this could be her interpretation of the Constitution, and so therefore she's not technically violating her oath of office in order to do that.
I'm not sure how you would which portion of the Constitution you would interpret to come to that conclusion.
Yeah,
states' rights. The idea being that this is being shoved down on the state of Kentucky. The gay marriage ruling is being shoved down on the state of Kentucky by the Supreme Court, essentially legislating from the bench. And that if the people of Kentucky are, you know, bigoted overall and they don't want to have gay marriage in Kentucky, then it should be the state's right to not have that. And so, therefore, she is upholding the Kentucky Constitution.
You win. I'm convinced.
State's right. That's what I said. It was a really interesting argument.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard
but
that one.
The point that I would make to rebut that is look, the Constitution's very clear. The Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction. And therefore, you know, what they're suggesting there is that the courts have the jurisdiction to decide – how the executive branch, such what she is, interprets the law and those sorts of things, so that the judges essentially have ultimately the they have the say so, whether she likes it or not. And I get where she's I get the point that's being made, but ultimately, hey, you know, I've got to pay into your stinking government, so therefore, I need this service, and you've got to provide it.
Yeah, but isn't there something to be said? I mean, you're the big fan on the show of nullification. You, whenever I mention secession, you're like, whoa, secession? We can't have that. How about nullification? And nullification is the idea of the state government telling the federal government to go screw themselves. Like, we're not going to collect your tax, we're not going to jump through your hoops, you know, we're in a sovereign state, and so we're going to do what we want. And so this is kind of her way of nullifying the federal government's judge's decision in this case. And, well, and as a fan of nullification, shouldn't you be siding with government bureaucrats at the state level who refuse to do the bidding of the federal government?
I don't know that I am. So the contract clause, there's something called the contract clause in the Constitution, and I'm not any kind of constitutional expert or anything like that, but I know this thing exists, and the idea is that you're supposed to, the states are supposed to honor the contracts of other states, essentially, where if I enter into a contract with you in Florida, that contract is still valid in... Mm-hmm.
Of course, that's not true across the board with, like, gun permits.
Well, I would call that, I call that a problem, too. Mm-hmm. If there's a state in the union that provides me with a piece of paper that says that I can own a gun, then another state in the union or another city or whatever shouldn't be able to. No state shall enter into a treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make any thing but gold and silver, coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attender, ex post facto law or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. So essentially, a marriage contract, mm-hmm. it should be recognized. If it's recognized in one state, it should be recognized in all of them. To me, that's how I interpret the Constitution and the state's rights to nullify that. Essentially, they, you know, if they enter into the contract that is such that that is the Constitution, they should have to abide by it.
So what you're saying?
The contract clause. It trumps the 10th Amendment in this circumstance because it's clear.
So what you're saying is that if another state were to marry people, that Kentucky has to,
that
by
has
your
always
interpretation,
been my contention.
Accept that. But does that
but
mean that
don't.
Kentucky has to issue its own marriage licenses?
I don't think that – I would think under that argument that they would not have to issue their own marriage licenses. But I suspect this lady isn't going to be particularly amicable to the idea of respecting Hawaii's marriage licenses mm-hmm. for gay people. See, this is one of the problems when the Christians, turn over the right to contract a marriage to the government some, generations ago. Now their children. The Christians have to deal with that the consequences of that action. The government should never have been involved in the first place.
Sure.
And if it was involved, all it needed
but
to
now
do
it's worse, right?
was acknowledge it.
Now it's even worse because now the federal government has crammed this down on all of the different state governments. I want to make it clear. I support gay people being able to marry. Here in New Hampshire, it's been legal for a number of years. It was the first state to actually do it through the legislative process. There were other states that beat it to the punch with the ballot procedure. So in California or wherever else, this has happened by ballot vote. And then New Hampshire was the first where the legislature actually put that through. So I'm on the side of gay marriage, but also I thought Chris's argument was interesting. Conan, where are you at on this Kim Davis thing?
I think she's a crazy person, but I think Cantwell's absolutely right. I mean, this is a great example of nullification. And even if it's not what we agree with, it's what she believes in. And the problem, however, is she's still hurting people. She's still using the power of government to control their lives. And so she's in a position of power, and she's able to determine, you know, who gets to, you know, go down with this contract. So I don't know. It's
a tough issue.
Well, I would say also, if she articulated the constitutional argument in this circumstance...
She has not.
Right. Well, that's, you know...
Chris Cantwell's argument.
Yeah, Chris Cantwell articulating the argument. I think it's certainly better than what she's saying. She's saying it's her religious freedom. Go take a long walk off a short pier, lady. I think the best one is the Facebook meme I've seen with the Amish lady saying, no, I will not grant you a driver's license for one of those devil machines.
Right.
So her argument is specious and flimsy. His argument is better, but I still believe that the contract clause of the Constitution trumps the Tenth Amendment in that circumstance because it's specific and the state signed on.
And what do you think? The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And this is Free Talk Live. You can also Skype into the show at Skype username lrn.fm.
The following is an important free offer for smokers only. The makers of O2Pure, the world's most advanced e-cigarette, have just authorized a release of free starter kits to all smokers who call in the next 10 minutes. Valued at $99, these starter kits are available for free, but only while supplies last. To guarantee your free kit, call in the next 10 minutes, 1-800-717-9859. The revolutionary O2Pure design creates only water vapor. There is no foul-smelling smoke and no nasty tar. This allows individuals to enjoy the nicotine they love whenever and wherever they are. The financial advantages over cigarettes are considerable as well. It is estimated that the average smoker can save hundreds of dollars a month with O2Pure. Again, free starter kits are now available to any smoker who calls in the next 10 minutes. This is a radio-only offer not available in stores, so call now for your free kit. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859. 1-800-717-9859.
That's the sound your brain makes when you realize you're buying something and forgot the coupon. Online or in a store, knowing that you're missing a deal is the worst. You need the app from RetailMeNot right now. Get thousands of coupons from 50,000 stores like Kohl's, Domino's, Best Buy, and more with crazy deals like 60% off, free shipping, and free gifts with purchase. You can get a text invite to download the RetailMeNot app 100% free right now for Apple or Android. Just text the code UPDATE to 42767. Then just show your phone at checkout to save. It literally couldn't be easier. It's 2015. Keep your coupons in your phone. Stop what you're doing and text UPDATE to 42767. Listeners will get a text with a link to download it 100% free. Never forget another coupon again. Text the code UPDATE to 42767 right now. That's UPDATE to 42767. Message and data rates may apply. For terms and privacy, visit RetailMeNot.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855 855-
450 free. That's 855 450 free.
Free Talk Live, and of course, you can join us here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. I am glad to see this lady, even though I disagree with her, Kim Davis. I am glad to see her released from jail. I don't think anybody who has not harmed another human being physically or, you know, by defrauding them in some way should not be behind bars. I don't think that person should be behind bars. So I am glad to see that the sentence has ended. It could have gone on for a long time. And yeah. Contempt is unlimited.
I don't celebrate this woman's incarceration in any way, shape, or form. Also, there were ways legally to remove her from office without putting her in jail. I mean, they have you know, methods for doing this, and I think they should have gone through that method. Would that have resulted in some people for having to drive either for, you know, the course of some days or some weeks over to the next county over to get their marriage license? Yeah, it probably would have resulted in that. But if you're talking about somebody who was elected, who's so hard-headed that they don't want to do that, I still don't think it's worth putting her in jail for.
By the way, I want to let you know about ExpressCoin.com, the best choice for getting your cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, Litecoin, Dogecoin. It is fast, easy, and inexpensive. They're a licensed money services business, and you can get your cryptocurrency with money order or check. Just get started at ExpressCoin.com. Whether you're in the U.S. or Canada, they can probably help you out. You can even do it from your smartphone by downloading their app. Just go to ExpressCoin.com and use coupon code FTL. You'll get up to $40 worth of cryptocurrency with no fee at all. No transfer fee if you use coupon code FTL at ExpressCoin.com. So the Rocky theme song, Eye of the Tiger, blared in the background as Kim Davis was released from jail. It's a real, you know, a show here with Mike Huckabee introducing her.
The judge rightly pointed out that he couldn't just fine this lady, because if he did that, then all the supporters, like Mike Huckabee,
would pay the fine,
and then she wouldn't, you know, there'd be no consequences, essentially.
She told the crowd through tears, "I love you all so much. I just want to give God the glory. His people have rallied, and you are strong people."
Then why doesn't she step away from the microphone and let God talk? So this whole "I want to," it just sounds so ridiculous, such false humility to me when Christians, and I'm sure other religions do it, I'm not familiar with them, do this. "I want to give God the glory." If you wanted to give God the glory, then let God talk here. Don't get in there and monopolize the mic. Same with the football guys that go there and pray in the end zone.
But,
I mean, this is, they were, the Bible's very clear that you pray
in a closet.
Yeah. You don't get out there and show your religion around. It always disgusts me.
But God is speaking through Kim, Mark.
Yeah, well,
He's speaking through her,
like
to
he
us.
Spoke through 40-something authors and 60-something books in the Bible, too, I suppose.
Oh, right.
"We serve a living God," says Kim, "who knows exactly where each and every one of us is at. Just keep on pressing. Don't let down, because He is here, and He is worthy, and He hates gay people." I added that last part. "I love you guys," she says. "Thank you so much." Unquote. The move to release Davis came down after dozens of her supporters gathered on the jailhouse lawn for what they called a rally for religious freedom. Boy, I remember what happened last time I tried to gather with some people on the jailhouse lawn. 12 of us were arrested and charged with criminal trespass. It was the trespassive 12, as we ended up.
You need more Jesus on your side, Ian, obviously.
The Huckabee and fellow Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz visited Davis in jail. Huckabee later tweeted that he was honored to be with Kim, and on and on.
Yeah, I hear Cruz has gotten sort of the Christian vote out there. He's sewed it up, and somehow Huckabee lost it. I mean, Huckabee's a preacher and a former chief of the executive in Arkansas.
Yeah, but that Cruz nut, he really sounds like one of those evangelist guys on the big screen.
I don't know.
I
haven't heard him.
He's spooky. But Huckabee can play the bass or whatever he plays.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah, it's nice.
Laura Landenwich is an attorney for the couples whose lawsuit led to Davis's filing. She said that she has her doubts that Davis will comply with the court's order. She says, "I would hope that she would recognize her legal obligations at this point and do what's right." Davis, an apostolic Christian, believes gay marriage is a sin. She also believes it would be a sin for her to issue marriage license to a same-sex couple because the licenses are issued under her authority. Well, I mean, isn't it the Christian belief that you can sin as much as you want so long as you ask for forgiveness?
That's the Catholic way.
That's not. I thought that was a Christian thing.
Well, okay. So different. No, I would say that Christians would say that
they always say we're all sinners. Ask Jesus for forgiveness.
If you're not attempting not to sin, you're not a Christian. Like you're not actually saved.
Really? So you have to sin on accident in order for it not to count.
Essentially, sin without your ability to stop yourself because of lack of willpower.
So she couldn't just go ahead and issue a marriage license and then ask Jesus for forgiveness? She couldn't do that by her belief system?
No, that wouldn't. Doing that over and over again would not. And first you'd have to prove that Jesus, the guy who hung out with hookers and tax collectors and a variety of other miscreants and these sorts of folks.
And a bunch of dudes.
Would not give somebody a marriage license. And don't forget, Jesus is God, and God basically gave humans the right to choice.
Free choice.
Is the thing you need to understand as a Christian is that people have the right to decide to sin, and you can't stop them. That's because otherwise you're being something other than being Christ-like.
Correct. Exactly. You're taking their lives into your hands, and that's not the power that God was supposedly given to you.
She tried in vain, says CBS News, to have state lawmakers change the law as a legal challenge to Kentucky's same-sex marriage had wound its way through the federal appeals court. On Monday, Davis's lawyers took their case to a federal appeals court, asking that Davis be allowed to remove her name and title from marriage certificates issued in Rowan County so that she would not have to act against her conscience. Davis's jailing has offered many of the presidential candidates in the GOP an opportunity to appeal to the party's evangelical Christian wing, which opposes same-sex marriage and casts Davis's imprisonment as an issue of religious freedom.
Yeah, now she's a martyr, and that's another mistake this judge made.
What should the judge have done?
I said it very clearly previously. They have a there are systems for removing her from office, mm-hmm. and they should have waited for the prosecutor in that town to go through that system and essentially sanction the lady to, say she's violating a court order, and then people who want to get marriage licenses and what's the name of the county, Franklin?
Rowan County.
Rowan County?
Rowan.
Can go over to the next county over.
Is that possible? That's already taking place. The judge is like, all right, well, we did this wrong. So get out of here and then go ahead and take care of the firing process the legal way.
No, the judge is saying that she can come out, but she has to let her lackeys give out the marriage licenses.
Right. Mm-hmm. So the sub-clerks at the clerk's office are issuing the marriage licenses, which is why the judge went ahead and let her go. And, that's kind of interesting because originally the provision was the judge was going to require her to essentially violate her conscience. In that if you want to get out of jail, you have to agree that you will begin issuing these marriage licenses. So the judge did bend a little bit on this. He has changed his ruling into that she does not have to issue the licenses. She just has to stand by as the other clerks will do so.
Yeah, I think that's fine. I don't see any reason why the associate clerk or the assistant clerk can't put their name on it.
I wonder if that is just as sinful as doing the act yourself. I mean, she
to not intervene. You mean?
Yeah. What if someone is getting beat up in front of you? If you just sit there and watch it, you're kind of just as much as blamed as the guy who's beating on you.
I would say it does not seem as sinful. In that she is not participating.
From an ethics standpoint, she wouldn't be guilty. But I don't know from a Christian standpoint what people would say.
What are your thoughts?
The Bible should be more clear on things like this.
855 450 free allows you to join us here on Free Talk Live.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy at 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit two per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Do you owe the IRS money? Has the IRS garnished your wages or put a lien against your house? The IRS has the power to make you pay back what they claim you owe and will stop at nothing to collect. There is a solution. Call Signature Tax now. Speak with our professionals and feel the weight of your tax burden lifted from your shoulders. Call now for your free and confidential analysis. 800-481-3147. Again, that's 800-481-3147. 800-481-3147.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can join us here on the airwaves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. SaveItPurse.com. You go there and you can save a bunch of money on your Amazon purchases. The average purchase saves 20%. Now, why would somebody want less than 20%? I don't know. Maybe they're in a hurry. But if you're patient, you can save big time with SaveItPurse.com. So I previously was pimping the fact that I had got these headphones at 29% off the Amazon price from SaveItPurse.com. I have topped that. I have now gotten a Blu-ray with 40% off.
Is this a Blu-ray, a disc?
That's correct. That's what a Blu-ray. Sorry, yeah, a Blu-ray disc, a movie. Not a new movie, but it's brand new. You know, new in packaging or whatever. It's an older movie. Wes Craven had passed away, and so I was thinking about some of his movies, and I thought that I used to have People Under the Stairs on Laserdisc, and that I'd like to have it again. But since it's just a movie, I don't need it in any kind of quick amount of time. I mean, it's just going to sit on a shelf for most of its life. So why did I need it quickly? I don't. So I set it to, I figured, let me try for 40%, see what I can do. It took a few days. In fact, there was one person who indicated they were going to buy it, but then they backed out. And so I was like, oh no, you know, well, I'll just keep waiting. And then somebody else went ahead and snatched it up. So I got 40% off of my Blu-ray from Amazon by paying with Bitcoin. That's the catch. You've got to pay with Bitcoin through saveatpurse.com. So it took a $20 Blu-ray down to about 13 something. Pretty sweet. You can do that too.
I wonder if they actually snatched it up. They're just like, oh, God, 30% off. All right. All right, man. I'll go ahead and
No, 40%, Mark. 40%. Did you not hear me mention that more than once?
I thought it was 30. I was looking right at you.
40%. 40% off. That's my new record at saveatpurse.com.
Quite a record.
Yeah. So you can say, in theory, you can save up to 50%, but that might be impossible. I mean, I don't know if you can actually get that because you're essentially competing in a marketplace with other buyers.
And half of that went to Amazon, so the guy probably only made a couple of dollars.
Well, no, the full amount goes to Amazon, Conan. So the way it works is saveatpurse.com basically puts your Bitcoin on a marketplace, mm-hmm. and then somebody who wants to buy Bitcoin with their Amazon credit pays full price at Amazon, and then when the product gets to you, you indicate that you received it, and then it releases the Bitcoin to them. So essentially they're buying Bitcoin at a 40% over cost premium.
Gotcha.
So saveatpurse.com, go get started there and get some serious discounts on brand new stuff that you want over at Amazon. Saveatpurse.com. Let's go to Robert in Nevada. Robert, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to K-Talks.
Hey, good afternoon.
Welcome.
Yeah, I've been frustrated because, you know, nobody seems to point out that this woman, Kim, what's her name?
Kim Davis.
Like every other person in the world, you have an opportunity before you take a job to know whether it's going to present a moral conflict. In fairness to her as an individual, when she took her job, the law was different. But as soon as she knew that that law was changed, she knew that she was going to ultimately come into a moral conflict. And that would have been the time, if she was honest and if she was as devoted to her faith as she claims to be, that would have been the time to say, I can't do this job anymore because it's going to have the duties connected with it that I cannot conscionably perform. That
I tend to agree with you.
Honest way to have handled it.
Right, but she wanted it both ways. She wanted to keep her sweet, sweet state job and pension and all the state benefits that you get from working for the government, and she wanted to have her religious beliefs as well.
Yeah, I don't think she was quite that slow or that average. She wasn't just like that. That was that level of personal greed. It was much higher than that because she also must have seen that any controversy caused by her refusal to perform her duties, her sworn duties, would have put her in the limelight, which it did, subsequently did, and put her in jail. And she was able to, because she probably, besides an opportunist, has some form of a martyr complex, and so she's enjoying it, because at some point in the future, you know, there's going to be some whiny little book that she's going to put out, and she'll be making personal talks at various churches and civic organizations around the Bible Belt, and she's gotten herself, and they're probably going to be some kind of like made-for-TV movie for one of the free cable channels now too. And so
you might be right.
Personally, she's gaining some. She's getting an emotional payoff for it, being able to cast herself in the role of a martyr.
And a small price to pay to just spend a few days in jail. I mean, what, did she get locked up, I think, on the 3rd, I believe?
It was 5 days. But, yeah, I absolutely
I
agree.
Do that in the bathroom.
This lady is enjoying herself. She's having a good old time. And I absolutely agree. She's going to take it as far as she can.
Yeah, she still has the job. She's going back to work.
Yep.
So,
she's an elected official, but, of course, that's by the court and the order. But this kind of nonsense has been, it was settled 51 years ago with the Civil Rights Act of 1964. You cannot pick and choose with of course, this is the government, even more so for the government, but even the open for-profit businesses. Everybody complains about the marriage and the wedding cakes and the photographers and all that nonsense. Well, they're open, they're licensed to do business to the general public. If they're a non-profit sector.
I'm going to have to say that I think religious freedom, at that point, trumps. If somebody opens a business, I do think that they have the right to associate with whomever they choose.
Yeah, I agree.
And as opposed to a government official who's taking a paycheck, which is the amalgamation of the taxes of everybody in their county, they should have to represent everybody in the county. Whereas if a cake baker says that I don't want to bake cakes for gay weddings, then that's really best for everybody because then you don't get wedding cakes made of sawdust and spit given to the...
That that way, but it still goes along with the fact that they cannot refuse public accommodations if they are open to the public in a for-profit.
I know what the law says, and I'd say the law is wrong in that area. I think that that one should be able to discriminate. If I don't want to make you a cake, I shouldn't have to make you a cake, and it shouldn't matter what the reason is. It shouldn't matter whether you're male or you're the wrong color or you have the wrong sexual preference or whatever the reason. I should be able to make that decision because I live in a free country.
No, you don't.
Well, that's the idea.
Hey, Robert, thanks for your call tonight. I appreciate it. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Now, these cake controversies where a cake maker will be asked by a gay couple to make a cake. The cake maker has some sort of religious objection to it.
And it's not just asked, right? Like, they're targeted.
Right. They're demanded to make the cake. And
because
then
you if you're a gay couple, you don't just find yourself some committed Christians to go make your cake for you. This list comes out. They're passed around. You're the ones that want to make the news, the variety of things. I don't see anything particularly wrong with that. I'm just saying that, a wedding cake's a very personal thing.
Well, what I was going to ask was, I know I'd seen some kind of headline. I thought it was like a California Business Regulatory Board that made the decision against a cake maker, or am I misremembering?
There have been some of those situations.
Has there been an actual court decision?
I can't answer that. I'm sorry.
In that area, I don't know if I have seen that. If you know for sure what the legal status is of being able to discriminate, as far as choosing your customers, because there are definitely private clubs, for instance, right? So like, there's, what is it, the Irish-Italian Men's Club or something like that. They have these things, right, where you are supposed to be a man in order to join the club.
They have clubs like that, yeah.
And
now, most of those clubs are getting torn down. Now, the women's gyms, no problem there, right?
Yeah, like, that's a good example.
You don't have a lot of men trying to get into the women's gyms.
Well, I bet you might have some men trying to get in there, but they're not allowed in. It's a women's gym.
Well, I they have no social currency in that area.
Mm-hmm.
The women who want to get into the men's golf clubs, they're getting all kinds of penetration into that area, whereas the men who wanted to go, say, to some women's gym, where the gals, they join that gym for a reason. I worked for one of these gyms at one point.
A women's gym?
I worked for the co-ed wing of a women's gym, so I had to have to deliver some things over there sometimes. And any guy going in there is looked at, what are you doing in here? Right? Because they they're not comfortable with that. They don't want a guy in their gym.
And they shouldn't have to have
business.
One. Exactly. It is their business.
I've got that ruling, by the way, before we come back.
Right, shouldn't matter if they're women or shouldn't matter if they're men and shouldn't matter what their reason is.
Absolutely. And a gay baker should be able to refuse religious people cakes,
too. That's what he wants to do.
855, 450.
His hair was falling out in clumps.
Our golden retriever, Sundance, he scratched incessantly.
Mounds and mounds of fur all over the place. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Olive was suffering like a dog. She was itching, she was scratching, she was licking 24 hours a day.
Just chewing and chewing and chewing.
Scratching and biting.
Buddy, my Shih Tzu's itching problem, constantly licking his feet. It keeps me up at night.
And all it took was one container of Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
859-428-1000.
The omega-3 fatty acids.
Flaxseed, zinc, alfalfa.
The digestive enzymes that are cooked out of regular dog food.
The shedding slowed down to almost none. The scratching went away after a few days.
Tons of energy. No more bad smell.
The shedding has stopped and the itching has stopped.
Sleep at night. Oh, let me do it again. Sleep at night. Get your dog some Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without Berkey System. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the radio waves at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Joining you in studio, you've got Ian.
And Conan.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the right to discriminate as a private business. Kim Davis, this court clerk in Rowan County, Kentucky, she doesn't have the right to discriminate. She works for the government, and the government should have a different set of standards as far as, you know, if you're going to force people into this governmental system, you should not be discriminating against them when they come to avail themselves of one of your coerced services. That makes sense to me. But the right to discriminate should be safe. It should be there, if you will, for the business owner, who should be able to say no based on whatever reason they want to.
Right. If a white guy comes into a black guy's business and he's got a shirt on that says KKK on it or something like that.
Yeah, you should be able to kick him out.
Not that black person be able to refuse business, not only basically because of his political affiliations or his philosophical beliefs or whatever it is.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever these reasons might be. I think people should be able to do that.
If that same guy could get kicked out of that store or wherever with that establishment because he wasn't wearing shoes, you know, why can't
that's
you?
True.
That's a form of discrimination.
Absolutely.
You were born without shoes. Another thing, a lot of people say this has to do with what you were born as, is what about a person with Tourette's? If I'm running a Christian reading room and a person with Tourette's wants
start
to come
shouting curse words,
spend all day there, should I have to, you know, keep them in there? Can I, you know, hey, you know, can you step outside or maybe here's an ice cream, go someplace else, whatever. You know,
yeah.
I don't know.
It's ridiculous. And so I'd ask the question, on the air, what are the court cases? Are there court cases? I thought there was this case involving like a regulatory board ruling against a baker in California, but I could be misremembering that. Conan, you found a case with an actual court ruling from Colorado, and I want to get to that, but first let's go to Pete. He's on the line via Skype. Hello, Pete.
Tonight.
Pete, you're on the air. Go ahead, sir.
Hey there. Hey, you getting to hear me now?
Yeah, it's a little shoddy, but go ahead.
Okay.
Yep, it might be a little too shoddy.
Hey, before we get into what I wanted to call about, just on the topic. Sorry.
Yeah, go. We'll give it a shot. Go for it.
Okay. Can you hear me better?
Yeah, not really, but go ahead.
Okay. So what I wanted to say was, right now on the Free Talk Live homepage, there's a banner for Amazon. And in the past, people will be able to click through that banner and buy products on Amazon, and Free Talk Live will get a small amount from that purchase. I don't know what you guys have negotiated.
Yeah.
But now we're pushing
free. That link is shop.freetalklive.com.
That's right.
Right. And so now you guys have been pushing Purse for about a month and a half now. Seems like a great idea. But is there anything stopping somebody from going when they want to buy get some Bitcoin on the other side of the Purse transaction? Can they go through that Amazon link and fulfill somebody's wish list on the via Purse, so they receive Bitcoin and you guys still get a piece of that transaction?
I think in theory that would be possible. I mean, how likely that would be, I don't know. So what you're referring to is saveitpurse.com allows people to purchase things at a severe discount with using Bitcoin, and that means that somebody on the other end of the transaction is actually buying the thing for that person who wants to get rid of their Bitcoins, ultimately in exchange exchanging that item for the Bitcoins. So the person is paying the full Amazon price. So yes, in theory, if the person who is the buyer of the Bitcoins on Purse wanted to go through the Free Talk Live affiliate link, I think that they could probably do that.
Okay. Hey, just on the topic you guys are discussing tonight about the right to discriminate, one thing that's been going on, I don't know if you guys have seen, but some minority university students have been pushing for safe spaces, essentially the right to segregate themselves. Kind of seems like what's comes around, goes around. It's kind of fun. Kind of funny. So,
hey, yeah, I've heard of things like black proms and these sorts of things. This is like, you know, when you go to a school that has a certain number of black students or whatever, they want to have their own prom in some places. I'm not saying everybody would want to do this, but it's really weird, right? Like when you know, when the majority group wants to say you can't participate in our organizations and our functions, then it's discrimination. But what is it when the minority group doesn't want, you know, doesn't want to participate?
This is just all so ridiculous. So, Conan, what was the story out of Colorado that you found?
So, I don't know if this is the same cake shop, but it seems to have all of the the same similarities. The couple's name is David Mullins and Charlie Craig. They went to a cake shop called Masterpiece Cake Shop in Colorado. The owner said he wasn't going to make them their cake, so they of course took him to court, because I think that that's what these guys were after from the get-go.
Sounds like it. Because if you just wanted a cake, you'd go find someone else to make your cake.
Oh, so, yeah, someone who you... Yeah, it's like a family thing. It's like you don't go to some... you don't go to Walmart to get your damn wedding cake. You go to someone who you know, someone who you trust, and it becomes... The wedding planner and the wedding cake designer and all that, they become a part of the wedding. So for these guys to go to someone who they already probably didn't like because of their disagreement on what sexual orientations are allowed, makes me think that no, this whole thing was a setup. But and so here the guy says, being denied service by Masterpiece Cake Shop was offensive and dehumanizing, especially in the midst of arranging what should be a joyful family celebration.
Right. You should not be able to be told no by any business.
No one should fear being turned away from public business because of who they are. We are grateful to have the support of our community and our state, and we hope that today's decision will help ensure that no one else will experience this kind of discrimination again in Colorado. Colorado has a...
Who wrote this? A judge?
No, this is the actual guy. This is one of the
gays. The attorney. Okay.
So
one of the plaintiffs.
Long-standing Colorado state law prohibits public accommodations, including including businesses such as Masterpiece Cake Shop, from refusing service based on factors such as race, sex, marital status, or sexual orientation.
Wow.
Because of that law, they had a case, and I can't find the actual ruling, but the cake shop lost.
Yeah, so
that's terrible.
I absolutely, it wouldn't bother me at all to be involved in a gay wedding, but I think that people, I think the freedom of religion gives people the choice as to whether or not they wish to. And frankly, I think it should be freedom of philosophy.
The right of conscience.
The right of conscience. Yeah, I think that's just fine. And also, what we need to do here is look. You don't think the gay guys can talk to their gal friends and destroy a cake maker's business?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, these people need to be brought down through the marketplace.
That's a good point.
If a cake maker wants to have a niche where they just supply cakes to evangelical Christians, well, good luck keeping that market niche.
Here's a suggestion for people out there who want to discriminate in this manner and are finding themselves worried about being in hot water. Just keep your damn mouth shut about your reasons for not wanting to make the cake. You don't have to tell somebody. Somebody comes in, John and Jim come in, and they say, I want to get a cake for our wedding.
Sorry, I don't have time.
You say, I'm booked up. Solid.
Right, and this is what it comes down to, is that all you've done with this lawsuit is drive underground the bigotry that you were trying to expose in the first place. And it makes everybody feel better. There's people listening right now. They're so upset. And you know what? I don't care about your stinking feelings.
Although I guess you're right, Mark. Saying I don't have time for that would be the best answer. Not saying you don't have any time or whatever, because you could also send a couple in right after that and try to order a heterosexual cake.
Can't fit into my schedule.
But this is very similar to the Kim Davis issue. She likes what she's doing. This is something that she can put on her social media when she gets home. She's out of jail. She can go and
she's a hero.
She's in the spotlight and she's proven her point. And she's representing her face. And I'm sure this cake guy was under the same impression. He goes on to say that he wouldn't make a cake for two dogs. He wouldn't make a cake for a pedophile or something.
I don't really, whatever the reasons are. Here's what I'm trying to imagine, though. If they sent in somebody, after I say I can't fit into my schedule, they sent somebody in afterwards, and I can fit them into my schedule, I wonder what would be said. I mean, I could just as easily say, I had a cancellation that amount of time. This is a difficulty. But I would imagine most people who are sort of booked up, the same way a restaurant will let a famous Hollywood person have a self...
They'll find a table for them,
whereas there wasn't a table before, they'll bump them up in the line.
Right.
No one seems to have a particular problem with that. Essentially, if somebody's willing to pay more or whatever...
Well, it's because you don't really know, right? Like, if you go in and they tell you, we don't have room for you, and you turn around and leave, you don't know if they just let in the James Bond actor.
But if you're standing in line, then the James Bond actor comes up.
There's some new guy.
The soccer player. I don't know. You should never have me.
855-450-FREE. Your comments on discrimination. And if you curse on the air, we're going to discriminate against you and hang up on you. It's free time.
When the leading antihistamine and Nasacort go nose-to-nose, Nasacort wins. Stopping more of the chemical responses that can cause your nasal allergy symptoms. And when you stop more causes, you get 24-hour relief from sneezing, an itchy runny nose, even congestion. It's prescription-strength medicine available over-the-counter. Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
There comes a time when you need custom embroidered or screen printed apparel for your business, organization, or a special event. Corporate Casuals has been helping people create great looking logoed apparel for over 25 years. They can produce a single piece or thousands using name brand apparel like Nike, Patagonia, Adidas, and Hanes. Create your logo in their online embroidery design studio or upload your existing logo and they'll turn it into embroidery. Go to corporatecasuals.com/FTL and include FTL in the order notes and save 5% on your order.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing thing for us to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.